Hopeless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Amanda.
And
we're happy to be here.
Our 25th podcast.
Yay.
I don't know, do they have a name for 25th?
I don't know.
Yeah. Quarterly?
Yeah. Well, no, it's one of those precious metals, though. Silver anniversary is 25?
I don't know.
I think so.
Sure.
Oh, you're married. I'm married.
Yeah. I have not been married 25. I would have had to got married when I was 4.
Well, no, that's not okay.
Anyway, so we're going to have a contest for our 25th podcast, as promised, but we'll announce the contest at the end.
The details of
what's
involved.
Yeah, because we never just make it easy for you.
Well, because that's not entertaining for us.
We have a sweet prize, too.
Yeah, the prize is really good this time.
Okay. So, last time we left off, the athletic club had been blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And,
pretty much everyone survived.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, unscathed.
Yeah, I'd say it was relatively successful for a gas pipe.
Explosion. Yeah. And the fact that they were able to have it up and running within the same week.
Wait a minute, the athletic club is back to normal?
Yeah, it's back up and running. I mean, people are coming and going
staying
there and stuff. And somebody made a comment, Jack and Ashley
that?
Say, boy, they really got it fixed up quickly. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, when
that
Sharon's house
like...
burned down, it took her a month and a half before she could even go back inside. And yet the athletic club, they just slap on a little paint.
Full of rubble.
Yeah. They magically, through the power of union contracted labor, I'm sure. Was able
really
to...
got that bustling through.
Stimulus money.
I guess I didn't even realize that. I was thinking this whole time in my head they'd have to make something new. I was thinking, oh, they'll spend more time at Indigo, which has...
Or the movie theater, which has disappeared.
Yeah, like the movie theater was there for like a week.
Yeah, I was disappointed. Yeah. See, if they'd served beer at the movie theater, it would have central storylines.
Or maybe movies that were made since like 1934. Yeah.
Yeah, that could have been
might have a little bit more of a draw.
Yeah.
So Lauren in that sort of hubbaloo had been kidnapped by Sarah Smythe, Daisy and Ryder.
Right.
And taken to a cage.
Right, with
Jana. Across from Jana. We talked about that.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it was revealed that Sarah Smythe was Sheila's sister.
Right, because the writers knew that we wouldn't accept Sheila coming back from the dead, so instead...
We'd have to... like, accept some sort of lame storyline about her sister.
A sister we've never heard of before who...
apparently...
raised the children in vengeance.
And brainwashed them.
Mm-hmm.
And...
did a better job brainwashing Daisy than Ryder, who's been kind of waffling back and forth.
Yeah.
You know. He wants to do good, but then he gets pulled back
in. And he's really frightened about what she'll do, but, like, what would she do?
Yeah, they don't really make it clear... you know, how, what happened, what had she done to him in the past that he was so afraid of
her? Or anyone, because they kept calling her the Dragon Lady. She was, like, Deacon's Dragon Lady, and he was so afraid for little D.
Yeah.
But she really failed to...
show us what was so scary about her.
I didn't see her, you know...
she was kind of bitchy, but...
yeah.
You know, it wasn't
that
like...
that's about it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So then Jana and Lauren were in the cage together. Jana's headaches were
getting worse,
constant, and she was dirty. She was just gross.
She was looking gross. She was looking pretty bad.
Looking like she'd been in a cage
like
for 6 weeks.
Right, yeah, exactly.
At the old amusement park.
In the zoo section. They finally did figure out, oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Why would we have cages like this in an amusement park? It's a zoo, too! All right, okay, great. Stretching it. It didn't...
stretching it? I think they made it, like, 20 feet long. It was just wrong.
It was bad.
But that's okay.
So they've been there for a while.
And Kevin never really gave up.
Never really gave up, but he never really looked that hard. Because really, I mean, they were...
his only tip, he went to the amusement park, didn't find her after, like, 20 minutes, and then just went home.
Right.
But Michael and Fen were just not feeling Sarah as Lauren. Mm-hmm. No. And so Michael actually moved out.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
Where did he move to? Did he move to Gloria's?
I think he did.
Okay. Because Gloria was taking care of Fen all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And in the meantime, did we talk last time about Sarah and Patty ganging up?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did talk about that, that they knew each other back from the old...
Oh, that's right. Their plastic surgery days.
Center. Yeah.
And so they made a deal, because...
Well, they made a deal. Patty was kind of talked into it,
yeah.
manipulated into it by
yeah.
Sarah, that in order to get rid of all of the people who were plotting against them...
I.e. Michael.
Michael and...
Sarah and Phyllis for Patty.
Right. Because Patty had this idea in her mind that Phyllis was breaking up their marriage... Instead of realizing, well,
you know,
no.
I kind of had to give it to Patty in a way because...
Phyllis was putting her nose in.
Yeah. I mean, her and Jack were having some pretty private conversations about things that maybe shouldn't have been Phyllis's business.
Yeah. And the fact that Jack was talking about it and really had given up on his marriage pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, he's married to a whack job, but... And not
that
the
he
woman.
Only knew for 2 weeks.
Right. But even still, what had she really done that was so horrible that they couldn't... Again, we know there's no marriage counselors there, but...
But he kept sleeping with her at the same time.
That's because he's a pig.
I know.
I mean, that's just...
Couldn't
easy
give it
to
up.
See. Ugh. Yeah.
But, and there was a moment where Phyllis had come over to the Abbott house. I can't remember why, and she was outside... And she was having trouble with her wheelchair or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack just sort of swooped her up and carried
right.
her like a bride across
the
threshold. And Patty
yeah.
saw, and that was like
and
the final
out.
Straw.
Yeah.
And was like, the deal's on.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sarah, as Lauren, was supposed to kill Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
And then Patty would kill Michael.
Right, so neither of them would get suspected.
Yeah.
It's kind of a strangers on the train
exactly.
type thing.
But... I thought that Sarah's little plan for them to make it happen seemed full of holes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Patty was supposed to just go over to Michael's with a gun and shoot him.
Well, she was supposed to, before that, be seen at...
At the police station.
The police station, so she kind of had an alibi.
But...
And then go over and shoot him.
You don't... Wouldn't you think... I would just think that where Michael and Lauren live... That there's, like, an entryway down below
there's
with a doorman.
Cameras.
Yeah, with a camera.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm
Or
I'm
she
not
might
sure.
be seen in the hallway by someone?
Yeah, I was thinking that Sarah was kind of also setting up Patty.
Okay, I could see that.
You know, because two in one blow, Patty
yeah.
would get caught, the deed would have been done.
Yeah.
None of the suspicion would be on Lauren slash
Sarah.
But it
yeah.
would also get Emily out of, or Patty out of the way, who's the only person who knew her true identity.
True. Okay, I could see that in
so.
A way. But I.
But
yeah.
they made that very vague. I don't, you know, it was.
Well, and then.
It was not made clear by the writers, this is what you're supposed to think.
Yeah.
You know.
No, yeah,
so
you're right.
It may or may not have been their idea, also.
I think they were just loosely stringing things together real fast.
Right, yeah.
Because then Sarah goes over to talk to Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
Because Michael and Phyllis have also been talking.
Right.
And.
A lot, and
yeah, Phyllis is, like, in everybody's business, isn't
Phyllis
she?
Phyllis is just breaking up marriages left, right, and
yeah.
center. She's just like, dump her. Lauren's my friend for years. Dump her.
Yeah.
She's not herself. You better, you know.
Get rid of her.
Don't get therapy for her. Don't find out what's wrong with her. Don't take her to the doctor.
Yeah.
Just
get
dump
rid of
her. It's like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so Phyllis, I love that Phyllis was still incapacitated in the wheelchair.
Right.
And she's, like, alone... I don't even know where Summer was. Upstairs?
With Vicky.
Oh,
no, she was out
right.
of the house, at least.
Yeah. And Sarah had this pathetic, like, she was going to go over, and Daisy was just waiting in
yeah.
the alcove with, like, her strangled string.
From her hoodie. Yeah, it was
from
like,
her
you
hoodie.
Know, I'm
yeah.
sorry. I suppose you probably could strangle.
And it wasn't
someone
even like in
that,
her pocket. She was like holding it out.
She was
like,
all
I'm
set.
Ready to strangle.
Yeah, anytime now.
I'm just gonna stand out here in the cold and right. wait for the signal.
Yeah. Well, and there were multiple opportunities for Sarah to have given the signal and she never did.
No.
It was like.
And I guess
what
that's where she fell flat for me is because she didn't seem that evil. Like.
She was bad. Yeah. But then all of a sudden, she was.
And even like a.
Over the top.
Phyllis was getting creeped out because, you know, clearly her perception of who Lauren was acting real weird.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah was like, oh, I'm going to make you some tea. Don't you need some tea? Right. And Phyllis is like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
just, no.
It's okay.
And Sarah got up anyway and then kind of came around the back and was pretending to help Phyllis with her wheelchair that didn't have a problem.
Right, yeah.
And I was fully with Phyllis. She was, like, creeped out.
Yeah. Well, and I'm thinking, why aren't you strangling her right now?
Yourself.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Because she pussed out. That's why. And that's why I was like, she's not tough.
No, she's not a true villainess.
No.
Because she had multiple opportunities that she could have. And she had a gun on her.
Exactly.
She could have shot her, you know.
There were so many things, like, where I was just like, right, whatever.
Yeah.
And finally Phyllis asked her to leave.
Mm-hmm.
She leaves. And then the power goes out.
Boom, boom, boom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And watching
Phyllis freaked out. It was like, what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. I think I would have freaked out a little bit,
go
too.
I know, but the level of freak out was not equal to...
Yeah, I guess that's true.
...the situation.
Well, because they kept showing close-ups of the doorknob, you know, like...
Jiggly.
And it's...
I'm coming in!
Yeah. I don't know. If I was a villain, I wouldn't just be jiggling a doorknob.
No, you
like,
kick the door in.
Yeah.
We're better villains than...
I know. Really.
Sarah ever was.
And in the meantime, Phyllis, when Lauren...
Oh, Phyllis knew that Daniel was coming over.
Yeah, and so Sarah ran outside real fast under the guise that she had to go to her car and went and found Daisy with her hoodie string and said, hey, Daniel's on his way over, you gotta go...
Delay him.
Yeah, exactly. So Daisy goes...
You're crazy. Daisy was hilarious.
Yeah, I did enjoy that, actually. She goes to Daniel and Amber's apartment and knocks on the door... in faux tears.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel was like, fine, come in. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to your sob story. And she drugs him and date rapes him.
Yeah, big time.
So, I'm a fan of date rape. Oh, no, wait a minute. Could it even be considered date rape? No, I think it was just rape. Right?
Yeah, it was just straight up rape. Although, I think it was funny that, or interesting at least, she just happens to have... You know, a little packet of roofies in her purse all the time.
Oh, if you're Daisy, of course you do.
It's just right there, because you never know. You never know when...
Yeah.
You might need to put something in somebody's drink, and then... And she was getting into it, and it was just, like, gross.
Yeah, it
gross,
was kind of gross.
Gross.
Yeah. And then...
You know, bless Daniel for...
Yeah, the whole
living
thing
up
was
to
just
his
stupid.
Douchebaggery.
Yeah, but at the same time, I thought it was funny... Yeah.
Yeah.
But the weird thing to me was, so Amber walked in on them.
Mm-hmm.
And Amber just really screamed at her to get out. And
yeah.
Daisy, like, left feeling crappy.
Yeah, I was just like, what are you feeling crappy about?
Yeah.
Your mission is accomplished.
You raped him. Good job.
Yeah, you delayed him. He's not gonna be bothering...
I wasn't quite sure what the deal was.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't be... a crisis of conscience, because she doesn't have one.
I think
it's that she got caught and Amber yelled at her?
I was thinking it was like she had this moment where she realized how she has no one who cares about her.
Yeah.
And she felt pathetic.
Because she is.
Because
she
had to rape someone.
Right.
For sex.
Well, and she had theoretically was building... kind of a relationship with Daniel, you know, that he was mentoring her.
In her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
To suddenly know that, okay, I totally screwed that up forever.
Well, she got what she wanted, sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of. So then back at the door jiggling house of Phyllis.
Yeah.
So Sarah breaks in, and meanwhile Phyllis is...
in the pantry, flopped herself in the bathroom, on the floor. In this,
no, it's yeah. the oh, closet. She, that, oh, she, okay. Remember Kevin and Deanna broke in there and then they, like, had that's sex right. in the closet or something? I don't even yeah, remember.
That's nice. Yeah. That's lovely.
And so Phyllis is, like, in their jacket closet.
Yeah.
And Sarah comes in and kind of forces the door sort of open.
Just enough to get one arm through.
And
to see a scratch on her arm, because that was important later.
Yeah.
That she was scratched. So we knew
who it was. Yeah. Yeah.
There was an identifying mark on her.
Yeah.
But then they have kind of this feeble door fight, and it's just like, oh my god.
And then Sarah left. She didn't even finish the job.
I know. I mean, well, I thought, okay, she's leaving. Phyllis is going to come out, and she's going to
attack her.
Yeah, have an axe in her back. Yeah. Or, you know. But no, she just left.
It's like, you're fighting someone who has a broken leg.
Yeah, how hard could it be?
And you're the dragon lady. Yeah. Like, you can't do that. You can't finish the job.
Right. Sorry. Set the house on fire.
Yeah.
You know.
Something. Just do it.
Yeah, she lost a lot of worst villain.
Yeah, let's remember that. Worst villain.
Worst villain.
Man.
So she goes back to Lauren and Janna.
In the cage. Has a new plan.
Yeah. Is taunting them again.
And makes Lauren change into the exact same outfit she's wearing. God, have we not seen this before?
And Lauren did it. And that was the part that I couldn't believe. It was just like...
Well, because
she was threatening Janna, I know, but... Human shield, there were ways to get around that, too.
You know, the reality that, like, they never overtook Daisy while Daisy was in the cage or anything like that was just like, really?
Yeah. I mean, I know Janna's got some kind of weird brain thing going on, but, yeah.
But
Lauren should have been able to take Daisy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Should've, woulda, coulda.
Didn't.
So... Then they're in the same outfit, and she leaves. Sarah leaves. And Ryder's back there, and they'd kind of been working on Ryder over and over. Yeah. And when Ryder figured out that Michael and Phyllis were going to die, he kind of was starting to feel like, crap.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Yeah. So we kind of convinced him, and finally... Daisy came back with the keys, and...
He got the keys. Somehow they got out. I don't know.
Because I think Daisy opened the cage, and she was sort of telling them at gunpoint where to go, and Ryder tackled...
That's right.
Tackled her. The gun flew away.
Yeah.
And then he just went, run! But Janna was so pathetically weak...
Yeah.
...that her running was more like Lauren dragging her by her hair. Yeah.
Well, and why they didn't grab the gun at that point and shoot Daisy? Why didn't Ryder grab the gun? You know, there were multiple opportunities to not be pathetic. Why didn't they hold
Daisy down? Whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, fine.
No. Run to the fun house!
Yeah.
Run, oh, God. Run to the carousel!
Yeah. I mean, why would you go to the carousel? That makes no sense.
Okay, because Lauren and Janna were outside, and they were worried they'd be seen by Sarah, and so they went inside to a building, which just happened to have the carousel in it.
Okay.
And then the only place to sit down, because Janna was weak, was on the carousel.
Right.
I know when the writers were writing this, they were like, yeah, this will make sense. It'll be okay.
Yeah. And one smart writer was in the corner going, no, this is going to suck. This is terrible. I'm not putting my name on that. Yeah, so they're in the pathetic loser. Why do they even have that on a carousel seat?
You're right.
Is it for disabled
people? I thought it was the old person seat. Or you know, the one the grandma sits on?
Yeah, or the one that the little kid who's really too young... shouldn't be on there to begin with and freaks out. No, there's always going to be one kid who freaks out.
Yeah, whatever. And so you
put him in the little...
That kid's not worth it.
The little sled. Well...
Yeah, it's the little booth seat thing. It's not like they were sitting on a horse. They're sitting in the little booth thing. And within, like, I don't know, 10 seconds...
Yeah, maybe.
Sarah's in there and just turns it on the carousel. Right.
And again, that kind of didn't make sense. It was like, why don't you just walk up to them and shoot them?
Why did you have to turn it so it's spinning with lights to make it more complicated?
Right.
With the music.
I mean, admittedly, it was visually more appealing, but totally dumb. at the same time.
Totally dumb.
Yeah.
And then I loved Lauren because she was like telling Jana, get down, you know? And Jana was so out of it that she just
Jana's just like, yeah.
Yeah, her arms like sticking out like, here we are.
Shoot this.
Yeah.
Pretend it's a duck.
And in the meantime, Kevin had gotten Mrs. Chancellor and Murphy
to Ouija board with him.
And they put together between the Ouija
and the other clues and the previous Ouija ying.
Like, really? Yeah. There's so many things wrong with this story.
Yeah. Well, and the music. That the clue with the music, Murphy and Catherine jumped right on it and just kind of went, well, yeah, they're at the music.
The old amusement park.
Yeah, duh. You know, smacking Kevin. Why aren't you there right now?
You know why they did this? They heard our podcast and how we were always bitching about the old warehouses.
Yeah, right.
They were always at the warehouses. Right. And they went, we gotta have another old place outside of town. Yeah,
the old abandoned mine. No, we can't have that. The mine. Don't talk about mines. Let's talk. Okay,
amusement park. Right. It'll be hilarious.
It'll be whimsical. No, it was dumb.
So, rather than drive out there
to go look themselves, Murphy fires up the helicopter and gets out the night vision goggles, and they go fly over. They do a flyby.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty sweet and awesome.
I just couldn't stop laughing every time I saw them in that helicopter.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was so great. It was like Murphy's having his little, you know, pre-war experience.
The Korean War moment.
No, I thought it was great. And the fact that he was able to, you know, fly around a couple times with this unlimited supply of gas, and they see two people running away, so they decide to land, and it's like, okay, landing this helicopter?
They didn't just decide to land. They were like, there's two people running! Go! Go! Go!
No, it couldn't have just been
two teens hanging out at the old amusement park, or spray painting or something.
No, clearly they were up to no good.
Yeah. And it was actually Jana and Lauren, I think, that they had seen. So then, yeah, they just set that baby down.
Yeah, it was in the parking lot or in the helipad right next to.
And so Kevin goes off while Mrs. C and Murphy are kind of like, I think they're
going to
parking.
They're parking the helicopter.
Yeah, parking the helicopter. And he goes in to where the carousel is. The carousel's going around. Right. And he gets on. Because, you know, if I was just to go to an old amusement park and nobody's around and the carousel's just going,
I'd just jump right on.
Yeah, I'd just take a ride.
Find the big stallion and ride till they maybe get off.
And he sees Sarah as Lauren. He thinks it's Lauren.
Right.
And she just sort of doesn't waste any time and goes to shoot at him, but he ducks.
Well, because he's faster than the speed of bullets.
And then they just kind of do the whole...
She runs off. Yeah. He finds Jana. He rescues Jana.
But then Daisy and Ryder show up. Then Daisy's pointing the gun.
Okay, and the way that Daisy was pointing the gun... Okay, I've never shot a gun in my life, but I'm pretty sure that the way she was holding it, that her index finger was in such a way that it would get damaged if she actually shot the gun.
Well, I can't say that on Y&R, and I haven't... Really, I'm not a master of guns.
Okay.
But after the immigration agent and just a lot of the cops, I don't think they do proper...
They're not good with guns on this show at all.
How you hold a gun
training.
Yeah,
it's just bad. And most of my education is from, you know, Lost. And lots of guns. Hey, but it always seems like that it makes sense the way they're holding them.
I believe it there.
I do. I believe it there. It's like, okay, I know from Lost that on Y&R you're not holding it right. So
I like how that's your measuring stick.
Oh, you bet.
It took me out of it. That's how I felt about the cages and the old amusement park and all that. I was thinking Lost made this believable.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Hello.
We're going to miss Lost a lot. Can you tell?
I know.
Oh, God. So, eventually...
And Lauren ran off to go catch Sarah.
Right.
So Lauren and Sarah are away.
And...
Daisy and Ryder, like, Kevin is like, you better run away right now or I'm going to rip your eyes out.
Right. And I don't understand why he didn't just do it, but okay, fine.
I think because he just wanted...
He wanted to focus on Jana.
But Jana was like, at her last moments, and she was like, Ryder helped us.
Yeah, okay.
And so rather than just killing them, he was like, well, you better get out of here. This is, like, the only thing I'm ever going to do for you.
He showed them mercy and let them go.
Yes. And then he drags Janna back to the helicopter.
And then she goes into convulsions on the way to the...
Of course.
Back to the hospital.
And I called this. I called this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I loved, like, when they got to the hospital and the doctor was like, it's a good thing you used the helicopter. Because I'm sure they just let Murphy, like, land right where their, like, life flight lands or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Of course. I'm sure he called it in and said, you know, this is an emergency. I'm in...
I'm a chancellor.
I'm in the chancellor chopper. And we have our own parking space.
So. Yeah, that's probably true. You're probably right.
They probably, you know.
That little boy with a head injury that they're flying in from somewhere else, they rerouted him to some other
He's
place.
He's in Chicago now. Sorry.
Anyway. Off you go. So then Lauren and Sarah, of course.
Where could they possibly wind up? You're in an amusement park. We've already seen the carousel.
And the cages.
And we've seen the cages. So you could go to, the thing where you shoot at the duck going by. Or the thing where you squirt water into the clown's mouth and you make the balloon go up. Or...
The Ferris wheel.
Yeah, that would have been remotely interesting. And when they first got in the carousel...
Yeah.
Cart. I thought that they were going to be in, like, the spooky house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did, too.
The haunted house.
Yeah.
And that would have been a little better. So Lauren and Sarah run into the House of Mirrors.
And, like...
God, I hate Houses of Mirrors.
This was the only
TV
point...
shows.
I know.
Dumb.
My husband walked by, like, right at that moment, and he was like, what's going on? And I didn't want to tell him, and I had my arm over it. And then I was, like, laughing because it was so bad. And he's like, wait, where are they? And I was like, they're in the House of Mirrors. And he goes, yeah, hello, 1974 comic book. Yeah. And I went, oh, it's so true.
Yeah, but not even as
good.
It was
old.
It was the oldest carnival cliche in the book.
Yeah. Who wrote that? I want to know.
Well, and I want to know, who still has a House of Mirrors at their carnival?
Well,
nobody.
It's the old amusement park.
I guess so.
Because it was, like, the crappiest House of Mirrors, too. You know, there was no, like...
Yeah.
Like, distorted
Different,
mirrors.
Yeah, the,
it was
the
just
one
like
that makes you look really tall.
Four mirrors all just kind of put next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
There were no passageways, really. They just had them in the same little spot.
Yeah, yeah. It was poorly executed.
And even, like, you know, when you're watching it, you know, like, you think that
they'd
try to make it out
bad,
like you're not sure whether you're looking at a mirror or the person. But it was so obvious that
yes,
two people
could.
Were standing in just in front of four mirrors.
Right,
in the same outfits.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
It was really bad. Yeah.
But
really, given that setting, it couldn't have been any better.
I guess.
It was destined to be dumb from the moment that they got out of the cage and decided, we can go two directions.
No.
We can go towards town and hide in interesting places in town, or we could go to the right, and we can go to the amusement park.
But I loved the masquerade, you know, like...
It was awesome.
The costumes were cool, it was interesting, it was creepy.
Yeah.
To end that whole thing with the House of Mirrors, where they're both wearing, like, a man suit?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Yeah, that outfit was ugly. It was not flattering on either Lauren. Or Lauren.
Yeah. And Lauren had been in that cage for like a week, right? Something like that.
A week or two, yeah.
And her hair and her makeup are
still
as fabulous
impeccable.
As Sarah's.
Yeah.
Who just showered like an hour ago to pretend she's Lauren.
Right. One would hope.
Ah!
Yeah, and there was a scene a little bit later that Lauren is saying, all I want to do is go home and take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know,
kissing
on Michael, and I'm just like, oh my God, Michael, she must smell so bad.
Yeah.
You're the best husband ever to not just go, oh,
that's how I felt
dude.
About Kevin and Janna.
Yeah.
Because
Janna looked... She looked like she smelled bad,
raunchy.
And she would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, before we finish out with Sarah, though, we have to backtrack.
We do.
Yeah, because we have to figure out how Michael gets there.
I don't even remember. Tell me.
Well, because
I know Kevin Ouija'd.
Kevin Weegee'd, but Michael had the appointment the second half of the,
appointment with Patty. The alleged wannabe murderer.
Right. And Patty was going to go there and shoot him.
And it kept showing her fingering the gun in her pocket.
Yes. Yeah. And...
and because Sarah had gone...
yeah, it was very boring between Michael and...
Sarah had gone over to Phyllis's and Daisy was supposed to kill Phyllis. Now, Patty was under the impression Sarah would kill Phyllis, but Sarah was sneaky and whatever. But Phyllis didn't get killed. Phyllis called Michael, freaking out, like, dude, your wife just tried to kill me.
Okay, while he was having his session with Patty.
Yeah, and so he broke it to her. He was like, you know... I mean, he was just sort of mean.
Yeah.
I think rightly so. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. My wife is insane, and you keep saying she's normal.
Right, and if you can't see that, then you're crazy.
And just like, and she tried to attack Phyllis, and then Patty goes, wait a minute, did you talk to Phyllis? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, like a minute ago.
She just called me.
And she just kind of breaks her Emily act and is like, she tricked me!
Yeah, she was, damn it!
Yeah,
I'm not killing anybody now.
Yeah, exactly. So Patty runs out of there.
To her credit.
To her credit.
You know.
That's okay.
She can not hold up her
end of
the bargain.
And she wasn't thrilled about killing Michael anyway. I mean, she didn't...
No, she had to talk into it.
She had said, Michael didn't do anything. What about Fenn? Mm-hmm. But because she wanted to get rid of Phyllis, that was her only way out.
Right, she thought.
And so Michael...
So Michael then, and Phyllis, Michael goes to rescue Phyllis. Phyllis says, your wife is nuts. She ran off.
Yeah.
Kevin says, we're at the amusement park. We found Jana and Lauren come there too.
Yeah.
So they go there too. Michael finds Lauren and Sarah.
And while Phyllis is in the car with her broken leg, she realizes, wait... There's two
two Laurens.
Yeah.
So
this has happened before to me.
Right.
They're so uncreative with storylines.
Yeah, God.
So she hobbles out there.
Yeah,
with
her crutches. Yeah.
I did like, when she was being attacked by at home, and she used the umbrellas as her crutches.
Right, yeah, that was...
And it's like, I've had a sprained ankle and stuff, and you just hop on one foot.
Right, as soon as I saw her grabbing the umbrellas, you're going to slide all over... you just slid all over the place. That's the worst possible thing
to
use.
They just made her look so inept.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
Well, it was funny, but it was just pathetic. It was just like, oh my God, I give Phyllis... more credit than that.
Uh-huh.
That she would have just, hopped. She's in good shape. She can get around on one leg.
Yeah, totally.
So.
Anyway, so she's hobbling around on her crutches near the house of mirrors.
Right.
And it's like Michael comes across Lauren and Sarah, and Lauren had just, grabbed the gun and was holding Sarah at gunpoint.
Yeah. And there was a little back and forth, which is which, and who's
who. But it was really obvious.
But it was so obvious, and it was like.
Because Sarah always had this very, hard
snooty
smile.
Yeah, snooty look on her face, and confident.
Yeah.
Whereas Lauren was just
blubbery.
Angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and crying. But when Phyllis came in, she's like, she has a scratch on her arm. That's how you can tell. And there was gunfire, and eventually.
It was revealed, and Sarah was shot, and had her, dying.
Long death moment. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I regret nothing. It's like, just die.
There's not much I can say about the whole thing.
No, I'm glad it's done. I'm glad that it didn't go on much longer than it did. Really, it was a pretty short...
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But still too long and dumb.
Long and dumb. Oh.
And, even though she's been locked up in this cage for... how many weeks. Lauren just basically says, I just want to shower and go home.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's all fine.
Shake it off.
I'm not dehydrated or malnourished or, any of those things. And Fenn comes right up and he knows her right away and they have this schmoopiest moment ever. And again, she's hugging and kissing on him. And I'm like, any kid, I don't care
how much you love
your mother. He would... be traumatized, and he would say, Mom, you smell bad.
Yeah, he would.
You know.
Yeah.
Kids are honest about that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Fenn just... I would be fine not seeing him again for a couple months.
He's a bad actor.
He's a bad actor.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I hate to pick on a child, but at the same time,
there is such a thing as a good child actor, and he's not it.
No. You just hate him based on his hair.
Well, his hair certainly doesn't help. I can get over a lot, but if he was a fantastic actor and I could only complain about his hair, then I would, but...
But instead, you're petty.
It's a combo deal.
So then they're back at the hospital because Jana...
has gone unconscious.
She's
an aneurysm, basically. Whatever. It boils down to.
And then everybody's in the hospital, like, what are we going to do? And I just knew this would happen.
Yeah.
Of course, the reunion can't possibly be, like, a reunion. Not like Michael and Lawrence.
No, it's just
like, hooray!
Everything's puppies and roses. No. As soon as Jana opened her eyes... First of all, she has an aneurysm. We have two different variations of treatments.
Mm-hmm.
One, we open up her skull. Another one, we put a tube in her. Which one should we do? Let's go
I like
with the
skull
tube.
Opening one.
Well, that one made more sense to me, actually. Because if she's been in this cage for X number of weeks, she'd totally be dehydrated.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to get the tube in her vein because it would be all collapsed.
That's a good
point. Dehydrated. But again, as you've pointed out, they don't pay attention to the medical to my liking.
Well, don't ask me for medical advice because I'm... clearly not an expert.
Well, I'm not an expert. I just, I know it's hard to do a blood draw if you're dehydrated,
let alone put a catheter
in there to pop an aneurysm.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what they did.
Okay. And then she was, like, able to, like, say one word, but
Maybe it's just me. I thought it was funny that her first word was water.
And then nobody got her water.
Right. It's like...
They're all like, who
even
for
Helen
you?
Keller got water when she asked for it. You guys can't bother to pour her a glass? Jeez.
They were just like... They, like, were placating her like a child. Like, oh, you spoke a word.
Hello? No, I really would like some water now, please. But just as soon as you saw the look on her face, it was like, oh... You have amnesia, don't you?
Oh, I know! Oh, God!
They do too many doppelgangers on this show and too much amnesia.
Like...
I mean...
Really?
Nick
I've never known
amnesia?
Anyone in my whole life to have amnesia. Have you?
Yes. And it lasted for, like, 3 hours. It was...
Yeah,
not,
okay,
not
I could
a,
say
you,
that.
You know,
yeah.
Not a big deal.
Not,
or,
like,
or that
in
you, you know, you have a traumatic... crash and you don't remember the crash because you blocked it out.
Yeah.
You know, that. But not the kind of soap opera amnesia, no.
No. No. Whatever. Of course she has amnesia.
Of course she has amnesia. It was...
Because that's what happens when you have a traumatic accident, you're in the hospital, and you've finally been reunited with your spouse. It's
Well, that's what happens when you've been taking, 14 ibuprofen a day for how many weeks? I mean, they should have her, having kidney failure.
I know, right?
Or,
was
or liver
pills
disease.
Constantly.
Yeah, it's like, who knows what's in those
saying
pills.
That it was medicine?
Yeah.
She needs her medicine. I'm going to get her some medicine. Oh, you're just going to get her some Advil? Like...
No, he got her Pez. He filled up a little bottle with Pez, and that's all it was. It was all placebo.
She even had to eat it out of the container. Don't you find it ironic that it's a clown?
That's right. I was just thinking of the clown head popping up, and it comes out its neck. Oh, it's fun.
Take your pills.
Fun medicine. Yeah. Here's your migraine. It's in the shape of Fred Flintstone, but... Take your... Yeah, it was, again, not good. Just dumb.
Dumb.
Yeah, we're not looking forward to the amnesia storyline. Let's wrap that up in a day or two, shall we?
Hey, they did that on Lost, when she couldn't speak
English. Oh, that was cool.
I thought it was kind of lame in the beginning. But then it only lasted for like a day, and it was like over, and okay.
Yeah.
Again, Lost.
Oh, how will this Lost?
Okay, so, should we talk about, I guess, Nick, Victor Nick?
Yeah, let's talk.
It's a man sandwich.
Oh, God. Ew.
So Victoria was initially arrested for Adam's murder because of
the
pen.
She bought the pen that stabbed him through the heart.
Yeah. But then, you know, Nick was like, no, it's my pen. And finally they were like, okay, it is Nick's pen because
and
his blood is on the
jacket.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't admit to anything other than it just being his pen. Right. He gets arrested.
Thrown in the slammer.
Victor does the confession. I think we talked about
this
last time, right?
Yeah.
Then Victor is
so Victor
in jail.
Gets,
but they kept them both in jail for a while.
They didn't let Nick go because no one believed Victor. They were just kind of like, yes, good for you. Yes, sign that statement, won't you?
Yeah.
No one believed him.
No. And so, but then they let Nick go home for about a day.
Yeah, they let him think he was being released.
Right after Phyllis had been attacked and the whole Laura and Sarah thing had been wrapped up. So she was feeling safe because he was home for the night.
Right, yeah.
And then immediately they find Adam's cell phone. Mm-hmm. And it has a voicemail, or no, they traced a call
on
it or something.
Somehow they have this message.
This
from
monologue.
Beyond the grave.
They had like an Adam monologue to 911. It was like, I didn't really get it.
I didn't understand who he was calling. Was he calling 911 to say, was that...
But you never heard of like, hello, this is 911.
Yeah,
what's your emergency?
Right.
Or, okay, tell me more.
Yeah.
You only heard him talking.
Only his side of it.
As if he had recorded something, but it was on his cell phone.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, and the message was sort of hilarious.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm trapped in the basement. Let me tell you my innermost thoughts about my family.
Right, yeah.
Oh, what? Is that someone there? I think I hear someone. It's probably my evil brother and
who
evil father.
You know? Yeah. It's like, okay.
Okay, and we're going into
talk?
The comic book realm.
Right, yeah, again.
And then he, you know, he was going, oh, Nick, no, stop, Nick, no. And then, it just ends.
Yeah.
So it implicates that Nick jabbed the pen into the heart of Adam.
Thereby killing him. And that Nick, to cover it up, plays around with the
gas pipe.
So that he caused the explosion also.
Where only Adam's body was charred and everyone else made it out okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I assert Adam is alive.
Adam's alive.
You know? And so they had one episode, it was like the last
episode
of the week.
Yeah.
Where Adam was sort of narrating certain parts.
Yeah, it really was like, and this is not a show that I watched, but the first season of Desperate Housewives, didn't they have some kind of...
I never watched it.
The dead housewife narrates the whole first season.
Oh, huh.
So this is lifted from...
Okay.
It was just... Or from The Lovely Bones, I guess, is also told from the perspective of the murdered victim.
Okay. But it was, like, kind of vague, where he kept saying things like, even in death, I knew that my father would treat me like dirt.
Right, yeah.
And we were seeing, I don't know if we ever talked about it, when Victor
got
rid of the body, they were going to fly Adam's body to be buried next to his mother in Nebraska.
Kansas.
I should go visit in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I? anyway... And instead of making it there, Victor kind of had a change of heart, like, mid-air.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? He pushes the coffin out the cargo plane?
Yeah, he kicked it out of the cargo plane.
To where?
That was the point.
Where did he land? It's like in somebody's field? Is this, like, in the middle of the city?
You're flying over the Midwest. There's lots of field, right?
Well, I'm thinking maybe they're flying over the Great Lakes, and he dumped it in one of the Great Lakes.
I don't know. They were in the plane, and you're a Newman, so it doesn't really matter where it goes.
He doesn't care.
No.
Yeah,
he kind of just had a change of heart, and he just went, you don't deserve to be buried next to your mother, and just kicked the coffin
out. Yeah.
And so, with dead Adam sort of narrating, they re-showed that scene, and he had said something like along the lines of, you know, Dad even treated my dead body like dirt, blah, 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 blah. And it just sort of... It wanted you to assume that was his body, but I was like, oh, come on.
That's not your body.
We know it's not him. Yeah. And then when people finally figure out, wait a minute, maybe Adam wasn't killed. Well, they can't
find
the body.
Yeah, well, you can't find the body because the body is in, you know,
somewhere.
Farmer Mc...
Somewhere between Genoa City and Kansas.
In Kansas, yeah. You know.
And nobody would have reported it, of course. You know.
Little kid walking to school. Hey, what's that? I don't know. Let's look. Ew! It's a dead, burned up corpse. Poke it with a stick.
Yeah, that was just weird.
Yeah.
But I assert Adam is not dead, and it's all a setup. Just like we've said from the beginning.
Yeah, I think so. Although we did find out all the people who had been at the cabin got together.
Oh, that's true.
There was this plot afoot to sue the Genoa City...
Like the district attorney?
District attorney's office and the state and the city for wrongful persecution. And all the people were there, and surprise, surprise, there was Rafe.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw him, I was like, what? No, you're dead. You're the burned up corpse.
Yeah.
That Victor kicked out of the plane.
I was glad to see him.
I was glad to see him.
But
it kind of ruined my theory.
I know. That it was Rafe.
It was Rafe all along.
So now the question is, well, who was that body? Just night watchman that nobody cares about?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Somebody. Maybe it was that really hot one-shot waiter guy that Jill banged.
I heard that guy was supposed to come back at some point.
He did!
Not just to bang Jill again.
As a corpse.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I guess people liked him. I liked him.
I thought he was fine, yeah.
But, yeah, so...
So they decide to sue. The district attorney laughs at him.
But not everybody was in on it.
Yeah, Rafe said no way. I still need
and
to
Heather
work with these people.
No.
Heather said no. I still want my job back someday. She's on suspension right now, but...
Yeah. And Jack actually said no, and Ashley said no. They were like, well, no Abbots are implicated in the murder, so
we
don't have
a part of this.
But Billy said yes.
Yes, because he loves Victoria. And she just pisses all over him.
I know. God, he likes it. It's the chase. Come on.
Yeah, he probably does, but I don't like Victoria very much.
She's no.
On my bad
side.
But
I like them together.
I like them together, yeah.
Which they didn't really show any of it.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah. And there was a little bit of him kind of trying to say, hey,
yeah,
I'm trying to be on your side here. Let's go have sex. And she's like, I'm just too busy. Go away.
I'm being framed for murder. My brother's being framed for murder.
I'm busy being the worst mother ever.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
The worse she tries to be a good mother, the worse she is.
Oh, God, she's just bad. She's just a bad mother.
I liked when... it's like Nick got rearrested then after the phone thing, and she was watching Reed.
Well, it was her visitation time. It was her official time with him, and you assume that it's been at least a couple of days.
Probably.
You know, so what does she do as soon as she hears her brother's in jail, knowing that everyone else he knows is going to rush to his side? She leaves her son with some faceless, nameless assistant at the police station.
The nanny was busy, and so she left the kid with the assistant.
Yeah.
And so then JT's attorney just happens to wander by and see Reed, totally unsupervised.
Right.
Calls JT, and they have a little moment like, aha.
Now
she is a horrible mother.
And I'm sitting back going, I've been saying that all along.
JT takes Reed back because he's a good dad, and then Victoria comes out, and it takes her about 5 minutes to figure out that Reed's gone.
Where is my little boy? What was his name again? And the lawyer says, look, I saw him here unsupervised. I called his father.
Yeah.
His father came and picked him up.
Yeah.
End of story. And she gets all high and mighty about it. This is my time with my son.
Well, then spend it with
him. Yeah, and the lawyer's like, well, clearly not.
Yeah.
Because you're not spending time with him.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of where they left it.
Yeah.
There's no way she's going to get custody.
Oh, good God, no.
I'm glad to see that on a TV show, you know?
Yeah.
Especially a soap opera. You know, it's an interesting... like, switch, because usually, you know, they always put the kids with the mother.
It's just assumed that it goes,
yeah. And it is nice to see that they would
they're not
pandering to, like, the mom.
Yeah, not rewarding bad behavior just because you're the mom.
Yeah. I'm with that.
Mm-hmm. So, was that it in terms of
Adam? I think it's in terms of Adam, really? Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously going to be some big, giant shocker. Oh, Adam's alive, or whatever.
Well, where it kind of left off was Nick was saying, okay, I'm rearrested. Phyllis, you need to live in the big house.
Oh, that's right.
And Phyllis is like, you want me to move with our daughter into the house with your father and your mother and your ex-wife and your
baby.
Baby, who's not my baby.
Awkward.
Really? You don't want me anywhere else? Would have been fine.
That's why I really like Phyllis, because I think she's such a good actress.
Yeah.
And really conveying, like, realism in those situations.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, no.
Right. Uh-uh. Yeah.
And finally she was like, fine, I'll do it just for you, because he wants to make sure she's safe. His argument was Daisy and Ryder are still out.
Right.
On the land.
Going to look for vengeance against her, which is a semi-legitimate, but we all know that the security at the ranch is terrible at best, and Daisy knows how to sneak onto the ranch.
Oh, Lord. So, we all know that. Whatever.
Yeah.
So with a hoodie string as her only weapon.
Right. That's all she needs, really. Because as she and Ryder are driving away, she had her classic too much whorehouse red lipstick moment.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Oh, she
to
totally
get my vengeance.
And it was someday.
Like, yeah, it's like, oh, God, please let that day be after I've got Alzheimer's and don't remember it, because I couldn't bear it. If it's, like, within a year or two.
I kind of got the impression that it would be a while.
A long time.
They left it wide open so that someday
we can complain about, oh, my God. 25
years later.
It's remember Sheila. Remember Sheila's sister?
Yeah.
In the carnival? Well, Daisy's back.
And then we'll say, no, we blocked that horrible storyline from our mind. What right. are you talking about?
Yes, exactly, because it was so bad. So, anyway. Okay. But there was a moment with Phyllis and Sharon. And this is when Phyllis is first moving in, and Sharon came down. She's just kind of like, yeah, now you live here too. And they both kind of just went, okay, we can either do this together or we can do it apart. So they have formed a bond and partnership
to
solve
so
the mystery. Oh, so big love. Yeah, they're the new couple.
They are.
I have great hopes for their, they're going to do some hot sex scenes, that's for sure.
Man.
Because they fight a lot, and you know what that
leads
to.
Fighting leads to hooking up.
Fighting leads to hooking up, so, okay. Man. Not my first choice.
I'm just wondering, why the heck have they not brought Noah and Eden back after all these horrible, tragic moments?
Well, why would you want them back? Oh my God, keep them in France where they're safe.
Okay, I don't know.
I imagine they'll come back for summer, right?
I don't know, frankly.
I mean, for summer vacation, you would assume.
I don't know.
But they'll both be aged up, too.
No. I think Eden got recast, though, didn't she? But Noah's the same.
No, I thought Abby was getting recast.
Oh, you're right. But I think Eden got recast, too.
Really?
I think so. I could be wrong.
I'm sorry, I never liked that actress.
I didn't really
Other parts
either.
I saw her and I didn't like her, and she's...
But I liked Abby.
I liked Abby. I thought Abby was fine. Abby, I had hopes for
her. She was,
like,
the perfect dumb blonde. I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, Patty.
So Patty, well, let's
you know,
back.
We talked about how she was manipulated by Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Things aren't going so well. Jack is
finally
hot on the trail,
buying a clue and figuring out, oh, maybe it's not really Emily.
There are just so many things that she did that were nutty, and so
he
had brought her brother back,
mm-hmm. and she spewed all the stuff that the real Emily had told her.
That was wrong.
She figured out pretty quick, oh my God, Emily lied to me, and got rid of him. Gave him a bunch of money and prescription pad and said, get out of here.
Yeah, and the brother, he was mad because he thought she was making fun of him when she was like, you're an antique dealer, and I'm so glad you've done so well. And clearly he was like a schlub that had no job.
Yeah.
And so he was ready to just beat it mm-hmm. with her prescription pad.
Yeah.
But the brother had dropped to Jack at a private moment
right.
that the only thing he and Patty had in common were that they were both allergic to cats. Do, do, do.
Right.
And
how convenient.
I know. So Jack is figuring things out. Things aren't going well. He wants a separation. Mm-hmm. Patty's flipping out.
Freaks out.
How could he want a separation? Goes nutty and mm-hmm. stabs the painting of...
Multiple times. That was a good freak out.
Just tore that thing apart.
Yeah, it was awesome.
With the painting of Emily mm-hmm. that looks like her. And so... I was confused. I think I missed something. Did she take the painting down and then put it back up?
Yeah, later? She took it down and...
So that no, because she left the knife, like, in the face.
Right, yeah. Yeah, thought someone would notice, so she took it down and put up a mirror instead.
Oh, okay.
And Jack noticed that it was gone.
Yeah.
But then she replaced it again.
But she had a cover story, like, I didn't think I'd want it there if we were separated.
Right, yeah.
And then, okay, got it. So, at the same time, Jack wanted to go talk to whoever was in the rubber room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wanted to see who was really in there. Yeah. And based on Patty as Dr. P's mm-hmm. orders, Jack was not allowed to speak.
Barred.
And I like how he's, like, right outside the door mm-hmm. at the psychiatric ward. Yeah. And there's, like, the doctor, Dr. Jasper or whatever, in there. And he's like, I'm sorry, can't do anything. Yeah. Can't let you in. Mm-hmm. I can let you roam the halls.
Right, randomly. And
you know,
really,
peek in the window.
If you just wait a few minutes, I'm going to have something else to do. You can just go in.
I know, because they don't lock the door or anything.
Yeah, everyone else just pops in and out whenever they feel like it.
Yeah.
So. But no.
So Jack just leaves.
Leaves.
And he's pressuring Patty. Like, oh, he found her diary.
That's right. He found her crazy diary.
And he was like, so mean about it, though.
He was. He was really mean.
It's like, I realized that whoever...
He's under a lot of stress.
On set made that diary, tried to make it look crazy, but uh-huh. it also kind of just looked like a sketchy dirt journal. You know? Like, something where...
It wasn't nutsy enough.
No, it wasn't like Patrick Bateman, like, I don't know, meat bone crossword.
Right.
It was just like, she was sketching some stuff.
Kind of some ramblings and...
Yeah, and some pictures and stuff.
Yeah, but it was in different colored ink.
Oh my god, and it was sort of sideways.
Yes, and she didn't stay in the lines.
And he was holding it up and he was like, this is the rantings of a psycho. And she was offended because that's like
her
personal...
she should be.
I know. Yeah. And so, but she was playing it out.
See, I wanted her to pull out his diary, which is like, you know, cutouts from Playboy.
I was
going to
say pictures of boobs.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, he's putting together his perfect woman collages. And,
or, like, you know how, like...
And of himself, you know, his face on Mr. Universe's body, and, you know.
I was going to say, you know how girls write, you know, the last name of the guy they always want to marry when they're girl, you know, like... Joni Smith or whatever, you know, like that's who they, the dude they want to marry. You know, well, I mean, I never really did either, but I remember my friends always writing the last name of the guy they like.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, but his would just be like these cursive letters like Jack Abbott, CEO of Chabot,
right,
you know,
yeah.
over
oh,
and over and over
yeah,
and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. His journal would be lame.
Yeah.
But, and he even said, he was like, I know it's you, Patty. And, mm-hmm. Patty was...
Well, and he kissed her really hard, and it was just like...
Oh, that was weird.
It was gross.
Yeah.
It was gross, because he was trying to do that special thing that Emily does, and Patty didn't do it back, and so that's what sealed it for him.
It was weird.
It was like...
Yeah.
Gross, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
What went on inside those mouths? It's horrifying.
Yeah, because they used to suck face hard.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, Patty didn't do it right, and that pretty much cinched it for Jack.
But he didn't notice any other previous time when they were having sex or anything.
No, he was too busy.
Yeah. But she swapped it back. Mm. She went, you know, this is my patient's diary, and you are
I'm trying into,
you know, my personal, I don't know.
Professional business.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get inside her mind so I can help her.
And, okay, let's backtrack a little bit. When Patty... was supposedly counseling Lauren,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was really
Patty
and
Sarah. Yeah.
And they're, like, in Emily's private office and they're supposedly having a session. Mm-hmm. I loved
how... And people are just marching in and out.
Like, Jack brought somebody there. Oh, the brother. He brought Emily's brother over. And the brother went, I don't think that we're allowed to interrupt a session. Yeah. And Jack just goes, oh, Lauren won't mind. And he just walks right in.
Yeah, because he knows the patient, it's okay to do that. Well, I think it just showed that Emily, or Patty, didn't really know. Because she didn't, you know, there's got to be some kind of a light switch or a lock or something that, you know, the little red letters over the door, in session, do not enter.
Well, no, I thought she was pretty good about it, because she went, I'm in the middle of a session, and you can't come here, and...
Yeah, she was right.
But Sarah, as Lauren, was like, it's okay, no big deal, and just like, the whole thing was so unprofessional, but, you know, Jack and his knowledge of psychiatry...
Well, and boundaries. I mean, boundaries don't matter to him. It's his wife and his friend.
Yeah.
So he can just barge in.
And do whatever he wants.
Regardless of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. So
boo on Jack.
He just kept saying, you better make it so that I can go in and talk to Patty, whoever's in that room, or...
else.
It's over or something.
Yeah.
And
he never really made it clear what
And she just happen. Kept saying no.
Yeah.
But...
she had that little twinkle in her eye.
She did. So, she did another switcheroo. She
pulled out her handy bottle of peroxide.
Yeah, she bleached her
hand.
And
even she made the comment, my hair can't take this much longer, which I thought was super great.
That was good.
And she wraps up her hair and goes in as Dr. Emily to check on patient Patty.
And so, did she kill Patty?
Well, I wonder.
All right, did Patty kill Emily?
Well, yeah, I mean, because she, you know, she had a needle full of something.
Something.
And Emily, the real Emily, wound up in the morgue with a toe tag on that said Jane Doe.
And then they shoved her in the freezer.
They stuck her in the little tray. But then on the next on YNR...
It's like the autopsy guy with
the autopsy guy's there with the bone saw... And it's like, well, if she's not really dead, that's important to see that.
Yeah.
That he's going to cut up somebody who's still alive and is just, you know, paralyzed or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking she's still alive.
I kind of thought so, too, but I just was, when...
I was kind of relieved when I thought she was dead. It was like, okay, they're going to finally wrap this up. Uh-huh. Oh, poor Emily. I liked Emily, but, well.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
She's gone, and Patty did the reverse switcheroo.
In the meantime, had switched it so that Jack could come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that Jack could visit.
Come. And by that time, Heather had taken the paper cup.
Yes.
And gone to DNARS and gotten the results back.
Which just makes Patty's switcheroo even, like, more valid.
Super awesome. Yeah. It was just like, this is what I didn't see coming. It was just like...
Yeah, they instantly go down there
they're
and...
They're not going to be able to figure it out for a while.
Yeah. And Jack goes in and...
wakes up Emily.
and Patty just played it perfectly. Like, oh my God, is it really you?
You finally believe me. Yeah.
But
there was that one little shot of her over the shoulder, and it was just like, oh,
She also made the mistake before the whole switcheroo thing, that he knew about the cat thing,
and he went and got
a cat at the pound and let it go in the backyard or something, and then was sort of sneaking around watching her, and she, of course, picked up the cat and loved the cat.
Sticks her nose right in there, and as a cat allergy sufferer...
Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can barely be in this room right now because of the cats. So, yeah, there's no way that you would put your nose...
No.
If I did what she did, my face would swell shut.
Yeah.
In about...
Exactly.
A minute and
so
a half.
So he knew.
Yeah,
her
so
cover
he knew
was
that,
blown.
Yeah.
But, so then, as she did her switcheroo, before she left the Abbott house, she put that painting back up where she had knifed through it.
Right, and left a suicide note?
I don't
or
know
it
that
was
it was
just kind of a vague note.
It was a note I'll that was like, "You'll never find me."
Yeah.
And so Paul and Heather had gone over there, you know, like while Jack went to go save Emily, Paul and Heather went back to the house to go
find Patty and talk her down.
Yeah,
and
then they found
the
note. And so I don't know if maybe they'll find that body and try to we found Patty, she's dead, or I don't know what they'll do.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. The fact that they showed the guy...
with the bone saw.
Yeah. About to do an autopsy.
That was kind of gruesome.
Oh, yeah, it was really gruesome. But It's more so if Patty or if Emily is actually alive.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's. But I'm into it.
Yeah, that's like super creepy. But okay, let's see what you got, Mr. Doctor Man.
Yeah, but it is. It's pretty interesting that I didn't necessarily see the switcheroo coming until mm-hmm. that episode.
Yeah, and it was just like, she's not. No, she can't. Oh my God, she is.
But I loved how you know great. Again that psychiatric word. Where Patty just puts that cloth over her head and drugs Emily.
On in.
Yeah. And then just literally rolls her down to the morgue.
Dead body out and nobody says
notices
anything.
There's no body or no, like, mm-hmm. there's nobody in the rubber room for, I don't know, maybe an hour, you know? Yeah. Maybe.
Well, they figured that, you know.
Somehow she ditched Dr. the Abbott clothes is she was just, wearing.
Is just taking Patty for a little walk. They're just going out into the garden for a moment to enjoy the springtime sunshine.
On the rolly cart.
Right.
With a toe tag.
Just in case she gets tired.
Yeah.
But I think it was interesting that on the toe tag she labeled it as Jane Doe, but signed Dr. Peterson's name.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. And so it was just kind of like, well, what?
That's
dumb.
Dumb. Why are... Really dumb.
Yeah.
So. I didn't notice that.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it said.
Oh.
So.
Oops.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
So. Okay.
So, yeah. I think that wraps it up.
No.
No?
What? Daniel and Amber.
Oh, Daniel and Amber.
Okay, so, all of a sudden, Amber's, you know, we've been talking about her.
Having baby longings and missing little D and calling her. Had she called her mom and.
She had, and hadn't really been able to get through.
Couldn't quite figure out why I was going to fly out to her.
Yeah.
To
and
check it out.
Was, you know, was concerned that he wasn't okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel.
And Daniel was being a butt.
Just beyond.
Yeah. I don't see why you care. I don't see. It just constantly.
He's so selfish.
It's all about me. It's all about me. How can you ever love anyone else? He's jealous and petty and awful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not a husband at all.
And a bunch of people
told
him he was being unreasonable. It wasn't just Kevin saying, oh, come on.
It was like a lot of people saying, like,
everyone
dude.
Was like, dude, no, she's had the... Chloe said so.
Yeah.
Because he had a long talk with Chloe about, you know, she's totally into this kid and I'm just not. And, you know that having a kid is a pain in the butt. And
it's not like she even said...
Not really.
She didn't say, I want to have a baby. She didn't say, I want to adopt this kid. She just said, I want to make sure he's safe.
He's okay.
And Daniel's like, what's your problem?
Yeah. Am I not good enough for
you? And
they
had this scene where he was, like, playing video games and, like, eating a pizza or something. And he's like, how am I supposed to take care of a kid when I already am a kid? And it was like...
Good point.
Yeah, you just...
Why don't you go... Yeah. Why don't you go get a job?
I know!
What the hell?
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, there's no way that Amber is able to support them on what she makes...
No.
...working for Lauren.
No.
Pizzas cost money.
So do PlayStation
3s. Well, the electricity to run that PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, she's about to fly out to California, and they have a big fight about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's talking to Kevin in the coffee house,
yeah.
And then Kevin notices a kid swiping a tip
mm-hmm.
and grabs him, and who is it?
It's Justin Bieber! I mean, Little D!
Oh,
I'm sorry, didn't the kid kind of look like...
Yeah.
He's got that haircut, about the right size.
Yeah.
He's just a...
As annoying
as ever.
Yeah. I didn't think he... I mean, I thought his look was a little overdone, but...
God.
You know.
I suppose he was coming from California. So,
yeah, you're
okay.
Right. There you go. Good point.
All
right,
never mind.
So they're reunited,
and he says, yeah, I'm not really called Little D anymore.
His name is Eric.
My name is Eric. It's like, okay, fine.
Yeah. And he had a remotely plausible story, sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
You know, that the Tawny... I love that her mom's name is Tawny.
I want Amber's mom to be Tawny Kitten.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. How
that's
could she not be?
That's who I'm picturing in
me
my
too.
Head. And when
I'm
we
there.
Finally meet her and it's not her, and it turns out to be JoJo, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't know. He said Tawny went to Vegas with some dude, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he used her credit card to book himself a flight, and the neighbor gave him some money, and blah, blah, blah. I mean... Sure, whatever. Because okay, kids don't need ID necessarily, right?
Yes, to fly. They do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have, like, a driver's license.
Well, if you're under 12, you have to be booked onto the plane by
a guardian. What if he... I mean, he could be 13.
Yeah, so he could be 13. I think even then you have to have ID to get on the plane, and your student ID works.
Oh, well, he probably has a student ID. So he could have done it. Theoretically?
It's theoretically, it's possible. It's stretching it a little bit, but...
Yeah, and it was stretching it for me that he knew she was in Genoa City, but he just happened to go to Crimson Lights. Again,
there's nowhere else to go. Where's he going to go?
You're right. He couldn't go to Indigo, 21 and over.
Yeah.
The old amusement park was a little out of town.
Right, and the movie house is apparently shut down.
So. Okay, you're right. All right, okay. So anyway, at the same time, Daisy is raping Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So when Daniel, or not,
when
Amber
walks in, she's got Eric with her.
Yeah.
Who what a nice gets homecoming. An eyeful. Yeah. Like, oh, here's your stepdad and his whore.
Okay. And Daniel's so drugged up, he doesn't even wake up.
Yeah.
It's like Daisy's just there, like, throwing on her clothes. Mm-hmm. And Amber screamed at her to get out, and it was...
That was a pretty good...
I like how she just told Eric, just go in the back. Just go in the back.
Yeah.
As if he doesn't see, like, he's just going to forget. Like,
yeah, well...
Or this like isn't he that big of a deal.
Like he hasn't seen worse at Tawny's house.
Oh, I know.
I mean...
I guess that's true.
You know, it's all relative.
So, Amber yells at Daniel.
Daniel's like, what's your problem? He did actually get drugged.
Eventually.
It wasn't his fault,
but
mostly.
At the same time, he's given her crap. About bringing
Why did you
Eric
bring this
home?
Kid home? It's and like, well, where else is she supposed to bring him? She can't...
Like, she just caught him in bed with somebody else, and he's switching it back to her problem.
Her being wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what men do.
He's a pig. I don't like him.
Never yeah. Met.
Yeah, no, his behavior has really hit an all-time low of...
Yeah.
Just being... rude and insensitive and disrespectful.
But we need a guy like that on the show. You know, they can't all be wonderful, loving...
True.
Waxed chest men, whatever.
Or Murphy.
Yeah, I mean... Or even Jack, who has sort of, like, a noble side.
Yeah,
but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need a dick.
Yeah, and Daniel is in spades.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just hope that... Well, I'll talk about what I just hope. So Daniel and Amber continue to have this fight. It's like a 4-day fight.
And she basically just says it's over. And she goes to the Chancellor Mansion with Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And then talks to her mom, and Tawny's saying she's going to just come back out
and
get
Eric. Just going to come
and get him. And Amber's only solution is to basically
run
away with Eric, which then, to me, thinks, like, from a legal point of view...
She's kidnapping him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And rather than, like, fight it legally and say, this person who has custody...
Has a bad...
Yeah. And the,
influence.
I live at the Chancellor Mansion, and it's logical.
Better than a trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, but part of Amber's reasoning is that... You know, Sarah was had threatened Eric in the past.
But Sarah was
through
dead.
Through Deacon, and now Sarah was dead, but Daisy is still alive and looking for vengeance.
I guess.
And so she's the big threat, and that's what Amber's afraid of.
Which just didn't sound all that good
to me.
It
was not a good, she should have stayed put.
And so she and Daniel had a lot of fights, and...
Yeah, and she's just saying,
so
look, I've
gotta
go, and I've gotta go now. Yeah, Amber just... Oh my god, talk about dehydrated. She cried all day today.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a single scene where she didn't actively cry.
And I was thinking,
and
in
yet
terms
her makeup
of...
only got raccoony once.
I know.
So that was super awesome.
That's true. That Eric kid, I was thinking for him, how awkward it must be that she's crying 24/7.
Yeah.
He just walked in on the stepdad with some hoe.
Yeah.
They're going to the hospital to visit some friend who was just kidnapped at the old amusement park.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, if
what
I was that kid,
I
I'd be like, whoa.
Into?
Maybe the trailer wasn't
it's
so bad.
It's not so bad, yeah.
And clearly somebody
TV
was
there.
Paying for his haircut and his highlights.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. And his clothes. He had some pretty sharp clothes,
Yeah,
too.
He wasn't looking... I loved, like, with Ryder, when he was supposed to be homeless.
Right. Still
and
had
he's
product.
Wearing, yeah, he still, like, looked really good. And, and even when the cop came one time and...
Move along.
Well,
I was like, what? He's
Daisy was trying to tell the cop he was a vagrant. He was a homeless boy, and she was trying to give him help.
Yeah.
And then the cop arrested him. You're a vagrant. And I went, you would never, really, ever mistake him. Maybe it's a Genoa City vagrant.
Yeah, because they don't have any actual homeless.
I mean...
Oh, wait, except for the guy who now wears the tuxedo jacket.
Yeah, you're right. So, even the homeless are in style.
Are styling, yeah.
They're just used to fine clothing.
Matt hooks him up with some pretty nice clothes that are, cast-offs from Billy.
I mean, we live in Oregon where the homeless rate is... skyrocket.
Yeah, pretty high.
So...
But you can tell you're homeless from your just regular...
Yeah.
Hanging out...
Yeah.
In the square.
Yeah.
Panhandlers.
It's very true.
You know.
Yeah. So anyway, then here's what I really hated about the whole Amber Daniel thing.
Mm-hmm.
She calls Loveline, but they don't call it Loveline anymore. No. They called it Stryker.
Stryker.
Because clearly, like, the people at Loveline didn't want to
be affiliated anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they didn't want to pay the people at Loveline or something.
Yeah.
And they had some new
dude who...
new radio host.
Yeah, had been... was very familiar with their...
Just immediately patched her
personas,
through.
Personas, yeah.
And she's blubbering into the phone, you were right, I was wrong, I'm so sorry. And then Daniel
berating
hears...
her.
Oh, I know!
It was just like, God.
Daniel's in the coffee house. He hears, of course. He calls. Then they're, like, talking to each other over the radio show, and it was like, oh my God, I hate this. I hate it. It's offensive.
Yeah, it was bad. Because the thing that pissed me off the most about that was that, you know, they're in the apartment together.
Yeah.
And they're hugging and kissing, and you're thinking, okay, Daniel's had a revelation. Daniel's gonna pull his head out of his
butt.
That's
what I thought.
And he's gonna go with them. But no.
Or come up with a solution.
Or come up with a better plan. Right, no. Instead, he's like, yeah, I really miss ya. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. See ya. It's been nice being married to you. We'll just have to get that annulled, I guess.
He even had, like, memories of proposing when he did, like, the...
Yeah, they had a montage.
Because it was like, they kissed, and I was like, oh, great, they're back together.
Yeah, and
but
then
they
weren't. It was just like, wow, you really are just going to go back to the couch and play video games and eat dead pizza the rest of the night.
Yeah.
While she shuffles out with all of her stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually. It was just like, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's how you're going to end Daniel and Amber, who were, you know... I liked them when they got together.
I did.
I liked them when Daniel was addicted to porn. I thought that was great. The marriage was kind of... I was starting to lose them right about the time that they got married. And since they've been married...
Yeah.
I'm done. It's just like, I just...
And his hair, too, is really...
bad.
It's going back to the way it was when he very first got introduced to the show and...
middle part.
Pseudo-killed Cassie or whatever, you know?
He looks like, not David Cassidy, but Sean Cassidy.
Ugh,
the lesser of the Hardy Boys.
Right.
You know, it's just like, no, Daniel.
Stop.
Be gone. Why can't we keep Amber and get rid of you?
I know.
You know. What the heck?
So who would he hook up with?
Now Lily. He's going to get back together with Lily.
No, wait. You think Lily, who's the ultimate mother or whatever, would even consider getting together with him when he dumped her, Amber, for wanting to protect a child? No!
Well, I don't know, because they've been having all these scenes of the two of them getting schmoopy in the coffee house.
Oh my God, they were getting so schmoopy at the coffee house.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you can't get schmoopy without, you know, there's some kind of payoff.
I don't know.
Or he could hook up with New Heather.
New Heather, because they kind of had, well, I guess they didn't really have a whole lot of history.
Well, they had that horrible date, and that's how he got hooked up with Amber to begin with, so... Now that
but Heather's
new
Heather
gone,
isn't as cold.
No.
Okay. Contest.
Contest. Let's talk about our fabulous new contest.
Alright, so we have a Facebook page.
Yes, which...
some of you have added yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yay.
So, in order to win our amazing podcast, your job is to get people you know to add our Facebook page... and drop your name in the comments.
Right.
And whoever's name gets dropped the most wins the prize.
Right.
And the prize is a customized mug with our logo, but also It has a mustache on it, so I'm calling it the mustache mug.
Super awesome mustache mug.
And I'm going to put a picture of it on the blog.
Just to taunt you.
On Facebook. Yeah, so you'd know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, who doesn't want this? I was excited making it, personally.
It's the coolest.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm going to be drinking my coffee out of it
at school. From now on. Yeah. Pretty
anyway,
much.
Yeah. So, in order to find our Facebook page, you can just search us. I think we're the first thing that pops up when you search Young and the Restless Recap.
That seems likely.
Obviously, since there's no doppelganger podcast. And, or you can check the blog. There's a link.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And we'll announce the winner in a couple of more podcasts.
Yeah, we'll give you some time.
Yeah. But not too much time.
Not too much time.
Just an indeterminate amount of time.
And don't forget, the blog is at yrupdates.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. And we'll talk to you next time. Great.